It's early autumn and the forest is a rainbow. The tops of the broad-leaved beech trees are copper, swelling to yellow. Green chlorophyll holds on underneath. Above, a great tit chitters. A dog barks nearby. Cars swoosh in the distance. I'm here to find slime molds. I am looking for slime molds for a few reasons. First, they are beautiful and peculiar. Second, though abundant, most of their forms require unearthing, and I am interested in hidden things. Third, I don't know very much about them. No one does. But I know that they undergo radical, irreversible metamorphosis, and I think that this is what has been happening to me. Myxomycetes, the scientific name for slime molds, are fungus-like organisms. For a long time, scientists thought they were fungi, hence myceto, but now they are classified in the kingdom Protista, a ragtag group of beings that aren't animals, plants, or fungi. Part of their life cycle is spent as fruiting bodies that can look a little like minuscule mushrooms, and they live anywhere there is organic matter, decaying logs, sticks, leaf litter, dung. I search the bark and stumps around me for the tiny, bodacious flashes of colour I have seen online or in my field guide. Iridescent ingots of petroleum. Corn dogs made of peach glass. Balloons of lip gloss on black stilts. Pink foam dissolving into sherbet. Licorice spogs with 100 spider legs. I know what shapes to look out for with my hand lens. Eggs. Cones. Nets, plumes, goblets, in clutches or alone, no more than a millimetre or so high. Although I have read that they are everywhere, I have never seen a slime mould at this fleeting stage of its life. Myxomycetes actually spend most of their existence in a state more characteristic of an animal. This is the slime mould as Plasmodium, a thin, slick mass. It moves around, scoffing fungal hyphae, algae, spores, and other organic matter, squeezing through tiny holes and crevices in wood, advancing and growing. Commonly, it is bright yellow. In this state, it can grow significantly, spreading over bark and mulch, in the shade where it is moist and dark. Occasionally, there are sightings of Plasmodium meters wide. Although they are single-celled, with no brain or nervous system, biologists have found they can solve problems such as mazes, learn, anticipate, and teach younger slime molds pieces of knowledge. Astronomers have relied on their networking behaviour to help map the dark matter holding the universe together. I think I have seen a Plasmodium here before. It was about the size of a child's hand, and looked like an acid yellow gob vomited across a fallen log, dripping over the bark, but so vital it might have reared up, smeared its way towards us, and chased us through the forest. Sometimes a Plasmodium will be enclosed by a slime sheath and leave behind a glossy trail as it wanders. Then, after a number of days or weeks, when it runs out of food, or for other reasons unknown, it moves into a drier, more exposed habitat and transforms into a colony of completely different beings with a new existence and purpose, sessile and spore-releasing. It, you could say, becomes they. The woodlands of the world glisten and crawl with myxomycetes, invisible to the human eye, unless you're looking.